Hello, everyone. Welcome to another installment of the Rebel Room post-game edition. Ryan Green, Rob, the Wise Owl Mish, here to talk UNLV Wyoming with you. UNLV drops it 77-68. They dropped it 19-7 overall, 7-5 in the Mountain West. Wyoming improves to 11-1 at home, 15-10 overall, 4-7 in the league. And Rob, let's just jump right into it. It looked from the opening few minutes that UNLV was going to be in for a tough one, mostly because of their own doing, it appeared.
Their own ineptitude on offense. Wyoming scored, they have 4 points in the first 6 minutes, and yet UNLV just could not capitalize, and they only had 4 points themselves. So it was a stalemate, and a taste and a sign of things to come. Very lackadaisical effort on offense. We didn't get any of that defense into offense, into easy transition baskets and sharing on offense that we'd seen in the last two games. And it cost them pretty dearly.
And instead, Wink Adams, Joe Darger both talked about, you'll hear it here in a few minutes on the show, they both talked about how instead of it being defense into offense, it was really bad offense into even worse defense. Talking about how missing those shots, UNLV, let's just say really quick, 22 of 62 from the floor tonight, 5 of 26 from three-point range after starting 0 for 14. They talked about how, you know, they were getting the open looks early, but maybe they were settling for threes, something we heard a lot of earlier in the season. And, you know, the missed shots, they said, definitely seeped over into their effort on the defensive side of the ball. It was pretty obvious.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where to start talking about the ineptitude that they showed tonight. It was across the board awful, and Lon Kruger said it best. The hustle points, the hustle board would have been all in favor of Wyoming, and that's what was disappointing and most frustrating to him. But for instance, the previous few practices, they really had a concerted effort to box out. They were doing rebounding drills, get your butt on a guy, making sure that you have leverage on him, you know, making sure you know where he's going to stay between him and the rim and the ball. And I mean, it was really heated for stretches, and it appeared that you know, they got the message. They didn't. No. They lost the battle of the boards 44-29 this evening, and you know, the hustle board all the way around was pretty bad. On the surface, you would think that 24 turnovers for Wyoming, the press worked, the trapping, hounding, full court press worked for UNLV, but it didn't, because as soon as they got those turnovers, there was either miscues of them from their own or you know, errant three pointers, which there was a ton of.
Only 22 points off of 24 turnovers. You would expect at least probably about 10 more points, and hey, 10 more points probably wins you that game. I guess looking inside of the poor offense. Well, first of all, I guess let me know if you agree with this. It almost seemed like, you know, it's not the first time we've seen it this season where this team comes out and they're kind of standing around on offense. Now, are you surprised that this team maybe had that not really interested to be there look early on, especially just given how late in the season they're starting to get, where games are meaning more and more? Did it come as a little bit of a surprise to you?
No.
No?
Because we've seen it all year.
Yeah.
This team has been so inconsistent, and just the effort isn't there. That's, you know, just when you think it's there, too, and just when you think it's coming on certain ends, then it disappears here, and then they have it here. It's just been so inconsistent. Let's be straight up. I hear from very good sources that this team has puzzled Kruger since day one. Mm-hmm. Here we are. It's almost March. It continues to puzzle him. You know, he's gone to the small lineup, and it did pay dividends. But here on the stage where they needed it most, on the road, Utah squeaked away with a victory at Colorado State tonight. And here UNLV falls flat again. Time and again, guys like Rene Rougeau, we're talking about, we have to fix those slow starts. We have to just concentrate more. We'll do it. We'll get it. And then they don't. So even at this point, words fall flat. It's just a matter of we've said this not long ago either, but 3 days in March, mm-hmm. Or you're looking at a NIT game against Portland State that maybe they can win.
Yeah, it's that 3 games in March is becoming more and more of a reality each week, it seems like, with this team. Two steps forward, one step back, I guess, over the last 2 weeks is the way you could really look at it.
If not the season. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, 19-7, a lot of teams would be happy with that record. But as we know, you know, the RPI was maybe high 40s going into today. Now what's it going to be, low 50s, mid 50s at best? That's not going to cut it. So, you know, they need to regroup real quick for BYU on Saturday and just see what happens there. You know, they need to prove it to themselves more than you, me, or fans, or anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we dig a little deeper into this one, let's hear what Lon Kruger, Joe Darger, and Wink Adams had to say outside of a quiet locker room after Wednesday night's 77-68 Wyoming victory over UNLV. Gentlemen, go ahead.
Not the plan that we had in mind, for sure. I thought to open the ball game, you know, not making shots, an opportunity to get off to a good start, and didn't, and then they made the run, and we didn't have the step or the fire or the enthusiasm to fight it off and to fight an uphill battle all night.
First time.
It's all, the whole thing was disappointing in terms of our taking care of responsibilities and doing the things that we want to do. You can't line up and do what we did and not be disappointed by it. You know, we didn't take care of many things that we had in mind. It's hard to, you know, we fought that at times on the years, you know, and hard to explain or understand, especially at this point in the season. Can't afford to do that. And when you do, you make it possible for the result that occurred tonight. It's just activity on the boards, loose balls. That Wyoming was much quicker to all that than we were, and had to step up on us all night. We just never did win many of those battles.
Yeah, I don't think we came out and picked up like we talked, you know, what we talked about, and missed a lot of shots early. And I think it kind of we can't let that affect our game. We got to step it up even more on the defensive end. And Wyoming just outplayed us tonight. Well, it's very frustrating, especially at this point of the season. We got to every game is huge for us, and we came out and didn't play well tonight, and we got to bounce back for BYU. No, we had a lot of good looks. We had a lot of open looks. They just weren't falling for us tonight, and I think that kind of had us put our heads down a little bit for not get back on defense like we should have, and we can't let the offensive end affect our defense. We got to pick it up. They pick up the defensive intensity even harder, especially for missing shots and not letting them get that big lead on us like they did.
It's tough, I think, like I said before we left, we had to put two halves together. And, tonight, started off, slow. We had a lot of open looks, at the beginning of the game. I think the air kind of played a part. Joe was missing, I missed some shots. And, we settled for a lot of threes at the beginning of the game instead of getting to the basket. And, we definitely had to get some stops, which we didn't, at the first beginning of the game, and they kind of took lead on us. But definitely, we're a team, we get our shooters open, when they hit, it always kind of drives us, on defense. And, tonight we miss a lot of shots, Joe missed a lot of shots, I missed some. And, these guys wouldn't shoot one, Kendall didn't hit no threes. And, when those guys not hitting, it's always tough to kind of get to the basket, every time, because, team know what you're doing. So that definitely kind of dictated us on the defensive end.
All right, well, we are back, and, Rob, let's compare and contrast the two games between UNLV and Wyoming this year. UNLV defeats Wyoming 83-66 at the MAC on January 17th, and you look at the big difference between Wyoming and the two games, and I think it all probably centers around Brandon Ewing, their star senior guard, the Mountain West's leading scorer, eclipsed 2,000 points for his Wyoming career, only the third Cowboy to do that tonight with that three-pointer that made it, I believe, 33-19 late in the first half. This is a guy who, in the game at the MAC back in January, UNLV double-team trapped everything they could do to him every time it looked like he even wanted to put the ball on the floor. They took him out of his game mentally and physically, had awful body language. And then tonight, they just didn't have the energy to do that to him, couldn't get in the situations to do that to him. He made him pay for it. He went off.
Well, yet you know what he told me after the game. I corralled him over by the Wyoming locker room. He said that that road game at UNLV maybe took place a little too early in the league schedule. He said that some of the young buck Cowboys were kind of caught by surprise by the aura, the atmosphere, the intensity that UNLV played with. So he expected better results this time around, and he sure got them. By the way, Wyoming plays very well at home, so that was going to be kind of a shot in the arm for them to begin with. What, 11-1 at home now?
Yeah.
That's quite a home court advantage. Not the easiest place to get to, as we well know. But Ewing had such a good game, and you know, one of his favorite plays of the game too involved him not even scoring when Darger hit the late three to get UNLV within three. Wyoming bounced back 29 seconds with a 3-pointer from Sean O'Geary, and Ewing created that. He'd been so hot today or tonight that he knew he would draw attention. He knew he would draw a few rebels. He did that. He saw O'Geary open. He said he trusts his teammates. He knocked down the shot. Textbook. Wyoming led by six. They didn't trail by more than five the rest of the way, and that was a big kind of big answer. You know, Darger gave UNLV a big shot in the arm, big confidence, and then boom, Wyoming comes back and
took it right away,
matches it, and then. And then you had a goofy turnover by Trayvon Willis, a bounce pass a little too hard in the lane to Rougeau. Rougeau couldn't handle it, goes the other way. Free throw for Wyoming, and they just kind of maintain that that space the rest of the way.
And Ewing had a game-high 29 points.
Which was a high for a UNLV foe this season.
Yeah, and it's pretty impressive considering that when he had seven against the Rebels at the MAC, it was only one of two times this year he's been held under double digits.
Yeah, what a difference.
On the offensive end, 5 of 8 from three-point range. And not only that, I mean, this is a guy who was pulling up for 25-footers and just, I mean, boy, he hit a couple early, and he got it going. I mean, he felt it the rest of the night. He never let that confidence go away. This is a guy who was very demonstrative in the sense that he hit threes. He was dancing. He was celebrating. Playing with the crowd. He was truly enjoying every bit of tonight's game.
He was doing the stanky leg.
Do you want to get up and do the stanky leg?
No,
right
I don't. I'd pull at least a calf muscle. That is the newest, latest dance craze / song by GS Boys, and
I love hearing you say this.
How about that? And Ewing and his teammates were practicing the funky dance. If you can imagine Elvis Presley to a hip hop beat, sort of a gyration, kind of throwing your knee or ankle out of socket. I don't know what it is, but it was funky. They were practicing it before a mirror in the weight room before the game, waiting to break it out. And at least twice Ewing did it. When it was announced, he became the third Cowboy to join the 2,000-point club. He did a little
shimmy in front of the scorer's table.
A little funky chicken right in front there, and even some fans joined in. But this was quite an evening for Brandon Ewing, and it was kind of the highlight of his career, kind of encapsulated his career. He obviously he likes that court.
Yeah.
He likes this place. He likes these fans. They adore him. It's been a great relationship. He just hopes that certain coaches from Louisville, Marquette, Purdue, and DePaul were watching. Because out of Julian High in Chicago, those were the first four programs on his list in order that he wanted to go to. One by one, each of them filled its point guard needs to where there he was left with number 5, Wyoming. Not bad.
And that answers the question on how a kid from the Chicago Public League winds up in Laramie, Wyoming.
Exactly. I asked him after the game, what's the best thing about Wyoming? And he just said, it's one big family. Everybody knows you. And I said, what's the worst thing? He goes, everybody knows you.
You can't hide anything.
Nope. So it's tough to get here, but he's carved a niche, and he'll be an unforgettable Cowboy.
Yeah. And well, let's move ahead a little bit before we get out of here. Looking at Saturday, UNLV welcomes BYU, who is 7-3 in the league. UNLV obviously won up at the Marriott Center back in January. This is, I guess, for Rebel fans, give me a reason why people should believe that UNLV can bounce back and beat BYU and sweep the regular season series.
Well, in four of his past five games against BYU, Wink Adams has averaged 22 points, so he gets up for this team. We saw it last year in the Mountain West title game, same thing the previous year. So the crowd should probably be there. This was sort of deflating tonight, but we've seen a real decent crowd at the MAC this season. They're averaging about 13.5, their biggest average in 10 years. So the fans have been there, and you know, hopefully the team comes out and rewards them. So it's going to be a red alert night, so everybody, fans are supposed to wear red, and we'll see if any of that makes a difference.
So basically they need Wink Adams to pull out a brand new one.
Yes.
Couldn't have said it any better. Well, for Rob Misch, I'm Ryan Green. We are going to head back from Laramie in the morning. We will talk to you following Saturday's game against BYU. Take care.